Whipper.
Interesting one getting around overnight. Parents of the of students at Parramatta High School have been told that they must pay the non-compulsory school fees or their kids will be banned from attending the Year 12 formal. So the parents have been sent three letters. And, of course, like I said, non-compulsory, the school fees at this school. Tickets, $200. They've been sent three letters saying, please make a contribution to the school of $200 or your kids can't have access to formal tickets.
It's not...
It doesn't seem right.
No, I understand. If they're getting education for free, is that what you're saying?
Non-compulsory school fees?
Yeah.
Now they're saying, hey, guys, where's the cash or your kids don't get to party?
Well, no, the formal. I think they're focusing on the formal.
Tickets, isn't it?
I don't think the tickets are $200. They're asking for actual payment for school
fees. They're asking for a donation. So what they're saying is don't be stinge. Mm-hmm. Okay, you don't have to put in for school fees, but maybe put in a donation if you want your kid to go to the formal.
Do you know how much a formal costs, mate?
Yeah,
straight up front.
$200 isn't much for the school. As Fitzy says, free education for your kids.
Well, it's the government, isn't it?
You're supporting the school.
Yeah, I know, but your formal's an expensive gig, so to be making a payment of $200 at one time and then for kids to be buying a frock and maybe you need a suit... an expensive process.
Try telling your kid not to go to the formal.
I know. And what does the school do if a kid decides to turn up and he's dressed up and comes to the front door and says, sorry, Mum and Dad didn't have the $200, but I'd really love to be here. Sorry, mate.
How far out from your school formal did Giorgio Armani arrive to just get your measurements and...
Not the case.
At Scotch College, no, did you guys...
We made a contribution, I can tell you that much.
And were you in the Rolls or were you in the Bentley?
No, I didn't have a fancy car, mate. We got a black cab, that's what we call it, to our formal.
Did you get a kiss at your formal?
No, I didn't get a kiss. I'm trying to work out. No, you know, I remember who I took. There was a Year 11 formal and a Year 10. My greatest regret on the formal scene was the fact that in Year 11, trying to be the funny guy, I wore the novelty water pistol bow tie.
Didn't.
Oh, what a pain.
Yeah.
So I would say, come in here for a hug, and then I would squirt it. I had one girl who almost ended up in tears because the water went on her. She had
her dress.
Cream dress
on. Was it Evian?
No, it wasn't. You are just an idiot. It was tears from a panda bear. What about you, Sam? How did you go at your formal?
Oh, yeah. I got pass rash on the bus. I was making...
What, before or afterwards?
No, afterwards. Not on the way there. You know, you're a bit respectable and you haven't snuck in some booze at that point.
And was he your favourite teacher, Mr. Jones?
No. We had all female teachers probably for that very reason.
So who was the guy?
His name was Alex Hodge, and I took him to all three. I took him to two of my three formals. Yeah.
Wow, was he your boyfriend?
No, he was just one of my best mates. And then on the bus on the way home, we just thought, why not?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, started making it.
Was there an after party?
Yeah. But I was never allowed to go to those. That's how fun my parents were. They would rock up and lean on the horn until I came out the front.
We had a teacher called Pete Hawser. His name was Point Form Pete. And his summary of what was going to happen on the night was alcohol, not going to be any after party, not an issue, need a date, come and see me. So the alcohol was just, it just wasn't meant to be there,
full stop.
And one bloke, James Buchanan, the night didn't start well for Bukers. Bukers tore his pants on the dance floor, sort of right at the start of the night, then tore his shirt, got into a fight with someone else, passed out, someone urinated on him, and then tried to get a taxi home and got pushed out the other side. Bukers had a shocker.
Real low point. When someone urinates on you, isn't it?
Yeah, not great. Did you ever go like a maroon look?
I think
would have done a novelty vest.
I had a cummerbund and I had a bow tie and I didn't take a girl. See, I went to...
Very progressive.
What was his name? Modern Family.
I ended up with three blokes. My one was pretty uneventful, but then I went to another school's formal and went with Vinca Carville.
But the
thing is, we were having such a good night, snuck in a bit of booze beforehand, and then afterwards we were going back to this after party, and I was in the tray of the back of the ute.
Oh, yeah.
And they went over a speed bump doing about 50, and I fell off the back of the ute.
Oh, no.
So I'd grazed a bit of my face and stuff, and I was at this after party in a fair bit of pain.
Yep, still with your phantom humber bun on.
And I was trying to tune Vinca the whole time, and I'm thinking, well, I'm going to pass out here any second.
I've popped my shoulder.
I'm gone here. Didn't even get a kiss from Vinca Carver.
Oh, boys.
She was a good sprinter.
She was really fast.
Sprinter.
Yeah, she got away from
you.
What do you know? Good luck if you're heading to your formal or that's coming up for you.
Every now and then, I mean, you know what? In the world today, when you watch the news, it is very negative. There's a lot of horrible stories that go around the world.
Tell me about it.
But you know what? There's a couple of positive ones that just put a smile on my dial, Sarah.
Oh, what have you got this morning?
Well, last night, can I kick it off first of all last night? Married at First Sight. Well done, because they had a gay marriage couple. Last night.
So, oh, yeah.
Two guys went over to New Zealand. It was Craig and Andy. Andy had been cheated on before, and they actually really, really liked each other. It's very, that's massive to go on a show like that.
Hashtag love wins.
Well, this is even better. I mean, this just, I just laughed my head off when I read this yesterday. There's a guy over in the States, and he is the leader of the anti-gay group, right? So he's trying to ban same-sex marriage in the States. Unfortunately for him, his own marriage has ended after his wife has begun a romantic relationship with another woman.
Oh.
Always the way. And you know what? It's often the people that are outspoken against the gay community have a few secrets themselves.
Oh.
And it's a big front that they're trying to put forward, and that's why they care so much.
Did you see, talking of politicians over in the States, did you see Anthony Weiner? You know, the guy
who sexted.
You know, nude photos of himself, Sarah.
He was a senator.
He's got busted again.
Doing it again?
No, but he wasn't completely nude. He was in his undies. But he sent a photo of him with his top off in his undies, and his little baby girl is right next to him in the bed. And he sent it to this lingerie model.
That guy's lost it.
As if you wouldn't crop. Crop the picture.
Oh, what, the baby or the penis?
No, crop the baby out. Come on, that's poor edit work before you send it.
What are you cropping, Weiner?
But, you know, this story about this politician over there. I mean, it's, you know, you always talk about that if your partner ever left you to go and find someone of the same gender, how would you feel about that? I mean, for this guy, it'd be shattering. It's very funny.
Has he come out and spoken about it?
I know. Have you ever had that before, Sarah?
No, I don't think it would be any easier. I know everyone always says, oh, but if they left you for someone of the same sex, they're not leaving you, it's just something that was repressed in them, blah blah blah. No, being dumped.
But to give up the whole gender after going out with you, just going, you know what, I'm so sick of men that I'm now giving them up altogether.
I went out on a date with this girl one time, and it was a blind date, which was really strange, and I didn't know much about this girl. I said, yeah, I'll go along, I'm open to the idea. Anyway, found out she had been married for 10 years, and then I said, oh, do you mind if I ask why it fell apart? And she said, yeah, he got a boyfriend. And looking back on it, now when I talk to him, they're friends, which is great. She said, I don't know why I didn't see it. From the word go, from the wedding day to the person he was.
You could see it as quite an accomplishment, I suppose, that you were the one that, you know, tipped him over the edge. Well done.
What do you mean?
Well, made them consider
a heterosexual relationship.
That's right.
I got them this far until they went back to their true love.
Yeah, well done. You wouldn't be going out with that guy if it wasn't for me.
I got 10 years out of you.
I'm looking for old hoons. 13, 24, 10. Have you got a grandpa or a grandma who's a bit of a hoon, been done for speeding? Actually, on my 21st, how's this, my 21st, Dad woke me up in the middle of the night. It was the night of my 21st birthday and said, mate, someone's just stolen your car. I heard him.
No.
So we were scouring the streets of Port Nalunga trying to find my car. Couldn't find it. Then I got a phone call from the cops at 4 o'clock in the morning. Found your car. It's been driven down. They tried to drive it down the cliff onto the beach, so the walkway onto the beach, and they've wedged it between two poles.
You don't want that.
The bloke wedged it. The bloke wedged it between two poles, and the poles just happened to be on either side of the door, so he couldn't get out.
Oh, so stuck in.
Mate, he was a 65-year-old bloke who took my car, my HQ station wagon, brown one, for a joyride.
Was he off his head?
Yeah, I think he was. I think he'd had a few drinks.
You don't expect it, do you? Because you would have thought 18-year-old with nothing better to do. But 65, old hoons concern me because it's almost like you've lost your mind. You're old enough that you've lost your mind, therefore you don't know what you're doing.
Well, see, this is the debate that they're having as well. When do you take your license away from an elderly person?
Great question.
Because over in China, it's happening at the moment, mobility scooters, Sarah. That you can actually buy souped-up mobility scooters.
What do you need a license?
For? Well, no, and you know what they do?
Oh, you mean like a what do you call them?
Yeah, the old mobility scooter, like the scooters that you see the old people going around in because they can't drive anymore.
God.
You can actually put an outside exterior on it, like a golf buggy over in China. These things get up to 100 kilometres an hour.
Well, you'd need that. Is that a roll cage? Is that what they call
That's
them?
That's what
you
need, a roll cage, yeah, wouldn't you?
But see, they've got these elderly people over in China doing 100 k's an hour down the road.
Can you take it on the freeway? I mean, can you just crawl around the supermarket and then just pull onto the M5?
At 100 k's an hour, you can go anywhere in it.
Why aren't they just in cars? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Why are they not in cars and not in a scooter either?
But why go 100 k's in a mobility scooter on the road?
My Stan, my grandfather, he had a Toyota Corolla station wagon, and he had a... Because he did lawn mowing, so he had his own round, and he got defected, I reckon, about 3 times. Kept driving.
Yeah, he would have.
He was just one of those, whatever the cops told him, he'd do the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Well, my grandfather, 93, still driving.
Is he?
Still driving at 93.
That's wrong.
I think it's terrible.
Is his eyesight all right, Matty? I mean, is his confidence strong?
It's his memory that's probably more the issue. So he'll absolutely be able to get to where he's going. He just doesn't know where that is.
And can't get home.
Cannot get home.
I mean, he gets somewhere.
Yeah, safely, don't get us wrong. Just no idea where that is or from.
All right. So we'll keep an eye on. So I souped up scooters, mobility scooters for the elderly here in Australia. They're on their way. Over in the UK, this is a little bit of a weird... If you've had anything stolen from your backyard, give us a call, 13 24 10. This is a weird one because a family has woken up. See, they've got quite a big backyard.
Yeah.
That doesn't have a fence. It has a hedge that cuts off their backyard from the public. The thing is, they've woken up in the morning and this hedge goes for around about 200 metres around the backyard. Someone has taken 30 metres of the hedge.
What, stolen the hedge?
Awesome. Just stolen the hedge.
Can't steal a hedge.
Yeah, you can.
Really? Perfectly out of the 200 metres in the square hedge, they've just taken 30 metres of it. It's just piled it into the back of a truck and no one knows where it is.
Not hard to find, I wouldn't have thought. I mean, who in the village has just put a new hedge in the front garden?
A fully grown
hedge.
Guys,
come around. You've got to see the gardening I've just done. I put this 30-metre hedge in the front. What do you think?
Exactly.
Where'd you get that from?
I find as a thief that if someone breaks into somewhere and you can't find anything that's worth anything, you've still got to take something.
Yeah, you do. You've made the effort.
Well, remember when I came into work, I think it was like a year or so ago, guys, and told you someone had stolen my bras off the washing line?
Oh, yeah, it was Gary.
No, it wasn't.
Before you'd actually met him.
Yeah, that would be weird.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and I went to get the washing in and I thought, you've actually gone through, you've left my underwear and you've grabbed my bras.
Insulting.
It is insulting, really insulting a little bit.
Your undies are great.
It's the same with cars. When someone breaks into your car and they don't find money, they just go, oh, I'll just take your Mariah Carey CD.
Yep. Why would you do that?
That's got to be worth something.
I had it the other day. Remember I came in and told you that someone had stolen our mother-in-law tongue from the front porch?
What's a mother-in-law tongue?
It's the plant. You know, it looks like an agave. It's succulent. It's a tall plant.
Why is it the mother-in-law? Is it
it's
ugly
sharp
plant?
Yeah, it's a sharp tongue. And then I said to Rose and Tony at the corner store, someone's nicked my plant from the front door. And she said, yeah, happens all around here. So gardeners that might be doing a cheap job in the area that don't want to go to the nursery, just drive around looking for nice plants in the front garden.
Black Boys, the plant, you know, that one that's really expensive as well. They get stolen
all the time.
Yeah, but wouldn't you be concerned? It's one thing to grab a pair of shoes from the front door or something, but actually digging up a plant. Like, if you get caught mid-motion, it's hard to, what are you doing?
Just checking the moisture levels in your soil.
13, 24, 10, if you have had something stolen in your backyard. Pete from Wollongong, what did you have, Pete?
Yeah, I had a really big water fountain actually stolen out of my backyard when I was away on holiday.
Mm.
And then a couple of weeks later, three doors down, had this beautiful big water feature in their front yard.
Oh, no, Pete.
Yeah, and it was actually ours.
What did you say, Pete?
I rang the police. I knocked on their door and no one answered. So I rang the police and said, look, it might be a bit weird, but here's some pictures of it in my yard. Come and have a look at that. And actually had a bit of a chip out the side of it. It was exactly the same one. So
no way. So did they give it back or how did it work out?
Oh, I got it back. They didn't give it back.
Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
Bobby in Marrickville, what was stolen from your backyard, Bob?
So we had two Nissan Pulsars in our front garden and in our front yard. One worked and one was completely broken down.
Yep.
And we woke up one night to someone trying to break into the broken down one that wouldn't move. And then we yelled out the window for him to stop. He's gotten up, tried to jump our front fence, tripped over, face planted into the dirt, and then gotten up and tried to run away.
Oh, it's like a scene out of Two Hands when they go to rob the bank and the guy knocks himself out.
Yes, we're having a good night.
Trying to jump over the counter. Nothing worse than when you try and steal a car and you realise there's no engine in it. Bloody hate that.
It's not working.
Thanks, Bobby. What is the date today? The 31st of August.
Last day of winter, guys.
Last day of winter. I'm a bit upset, though, because it means it's been 2 days, and it's only just come to my attention that we've missed Michael Jackson's birthday.
How old was he?
58. MJ would have turned. Rest in peace, you beautiful beast.
If you were a real fan, wouldn't you have had a reminder? In your phone or on Facebook or something?
I always knew he was a month before me, sir. That's how I normally remember it. I'm the 29th of September, and MJ sadly passed, of course. I'll never forget that day.
Have you got any of that unreleased music that we found?
Farmer Glove. Yeah, you know what was weird? For all the great music that he has released, this didn't sell even in his passing. No. And I think he made something like over $50 million the year he died, but still, no one has bought that version.
He owned the Beatles catalogue.
The back catalogue.
And he ended up selling. Did he sell it before he died?
I think he did. I think so. I believe so.
Wow.
Let's go into this because I'm so excited. Now, just to clear up, because every time we talk about Michael Jackson, there's complete confusion over the kids' names. I can tell you that Prince is actually referred to as Blanket. So you know how we always go, oh, look, there's Paris, there's Blanket, there's Prince. Yep. Prince is Blanket.
What?
No, isn't Michael they're all named Joseph Blanket?
Yeah, they're all named Michael, aren't they?
There's Paris Michael, there's Prince Michael, and then there's Michael Joseph, who I thought was Blanket.
Got you.
So Michael Joseph is Blanket.
I thought so, yeah, because the other one are Paris and Prince, and then there's Blanket.
Mate, it's A, B, and C at this stage. Mm. And one of the kids, let's go
with sleeping bag.
Let's go with Kid B. They just call him Quilt. His nickname's the Quilt. Here he is. He's gone to taking to social media to pay tribute to his late father. Got any sad music, Jay?
Oh, come on, don't do that. No, leave it up. Billie Jean.
Just the way you make me feel. Okay.
This is good.
He's written a poem. I call it a poem if you'd like. It's called The Myth, The Legend, The Man from Michael Jackson Jr. I think that's A. To many, he is the king, to me, a man. All he inspires to lead a noble cause. Everyone is family, not a fan, even when receiving a thunderous applause. The many know the legend and the myth. A lucky few know the man he is. To the world and everyone, he is a lamb. He is pure, tested, yet has forgiven. He is the archangel known as Michael. He is with us, and our tears we must stifle.
That's not bad. That's beautiful. Actually really
some
good.
Some good rhyming in there.
Yeah, that is really good.
Well, no, it was a poem, Sarah.
Was it?
Yeah, rhyming poem.
But that's what he's trying to do as a tribute.
It's not Rap of the Week.
The myth.
No, I know, but poems can rhyme, Fitzy.
Can
we not fight over the tribute?
Oh, whatever. You don't even know the guy's birthday. Yeah, you don't even know which one he is.
The Myth, the Legend, the Man, I'm sure has been the title of about 6 ex-footballers' books. I reckon it's just your classic tribute. So can we not miss another MJ birthday, guys?
Never.
We're better than that. And every birthday...
Have they sold the glove? Tom, can you check Wikipedia?
Yeah, the glove did sell for thousands
of
dollars.
Yeah, you know what made me angry? Because I got serious about looking to buy the glove as a true fan. There was a few gloves, guys. MJ had more than one glove.
Oh, is there really?
Yeah, and I was a bit, come on, mate, you might be dead.
Multiple gloves.
Don't try and trick us.
I think there was... $64,000 for that glove.
Yeah, but which one was from the Billie Jean film?
Yeah, yep, white sequins.
He would have grabbed his crotch with that glove.
Oh, yeah, big time.
That's why it's worth $64,000.
Some of the sequins have actually come off on the palm, the amount of times he grabbed his...
Well, doesn't Australia love a good wedding on television? And we've had some beauties over the years, Scott and Charlene.
Oh, mate, take me back to Ramsay Street.
Well, there's one that we are really looking forward to tonight. Dr. Martin Clegg is getting married to Cherie, and the best man for Dr. Martin Clegg is Nina on Offspring, and we have Asher Keddy and Lockie Hume.
Hello, good morning. How are you guys?
Yeah, good, good. I think we can hear Asher. Is Asher there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, there she is.
We were just getting a little teary-eyed thinking about Scott and Charlene's wedding.
Do you remember? Because I think Angry Anderson may have sung the song. Yeah. What was it going into it? What was the song? It wasn't Bound for Glory.
No, it wasn't Bound for Glory. He actually does that. He does Bound for Glory tonight on Offspring.
in the Batmobile he had going around the MCG on Grand Final Day.
It wasn't at the MCG. It was out at Waverley Park. That's right. Was sadder.
It was horrible. So what can we expect Dr. Martin Clegg's wedding tonight? I mean, is there any performances or what's going on?
Well, as you guys know, the character that I say on Offspring of Dr. Martin Clegg is a very rational, normal man. So what could possibly go wrong in his wedding?
Is it an emotional wedding?
Many performances.
Well, yes. Well, Asher, you're actually... Nina is best man, so you've got to get up for a speech. Is that correct?
No spoilers, Smash.
Yeah, we'll see.
We're not going to...
She certainly does, usual make a spectacle of herself.
Yeah. Well, there's this dance sequence. Look, Travolta, Hume, Kenny. There's been a litany of great actors who can dance. I mentioned one, John Travolta.
Yeah,
you've got
Lockie
Hume and Asher Kelly.
But see, over the years, you personally, I could see you some very memorable speeches at weddings. Have you been best man? Have you had to get up and say a few words at a wedding?
I had to MC a wedding years and years and years ago, and all I did was basically rip off Steve Martin's stand-up routine from 1978.
How'd you deliver
thinking
it?
I was a genius, because no one's going to know this material, and literally... Every single guest came up to me and said, "What were you doing, mate? What were you thinking?"
Oh, no.
Did you do the foreign occasion joke, that classic at the start?
I did the bit about how he went to France and how he thought if he just spoke with a French accent, that would get him through. And then how he goes, "Turns out those French people have got a different word for everything."
Well, I had Fitzy MC my wedding, which was great because he hadn't even introduced the bride and groom or the bridal party before he dropped an F-bomb in front of Manan. And when he yelled out, "Put your bourbons down," that's when I went, "This is a..."
Put your can of bourbon down.
We're at a nice winery. What have I done here?
Put your can of bourbon down. Come on, we got a wedding to get to.
I know, pointing out your mum's cleavage wasn't a good thing.
No, look, it was a bad start.
No, it's kind of literally, pull up.
Do you, Asher, do you get, even though it's a television wedding, do you get teary-eyed still? Are you one of those at a wedding who cries when the bride walks down the aisle?
No, I don't understand that.
She's a sentimental old thing, isn't she?
Yeah, just say I do so we can go and get a feed.
So we can go and crack open a bourbon.
No, I'm being silly. Yeah, of course. I mean, it's moving, you know. People in love and dedicating themselves to each other is...
You don't
lovely.
Have to say that, actually.
It's all right. I'm writing the words down for her. I'm holding up cue cards.
Does it stop at the wedding or do we go into the wedding night? Because, I mean, there's been enough saucy behaviour on Offspring this season.
Well, being Clegg and Jury, I can guarantee you we actually combine the wedding and the wedding night at the same time.
Yeah. You can see the statues on the cake.
But that's okay.
Or Dr. Martin Clegg with the extra leg. That was the song, wasn't it?
Hello. Did you do that at the wedding as well? I mean, are we just recycling old material?
Saving that for my next
that's
wife.
That's a Steve Martin joke. Oh, man. We are very, very excited that Offspring tonight.
Just don't put us in the same room together, mate. I mean, sometimes I text you after I think when I'm particularly proud of you. I want you, after you watch tonight's episode of Offspring, 8:40 tonight on Channel 10, if you enjoy it, buddy, you better text me.
I'm going to text you, Lockie. Mm-hmm. We did do a movie together, Border Protection Squad, and it was my first role, and Lockie still texts me after he has a couple of wines saying how good my performance was, and I don't know if he's taking the piss or not.
I know. I love you, buddy. I never take the piss, particularly when I'm drinking wine.
All right, 8:40 tonight on Channel 10, it's Offspring, Asher Kenny, Lockie Hume. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, this has been developing all throughout the morning. It started before we went to air at 6 a.m., Sarah. Give us the update on where Chris Brown, not Dr. Chris Brown, sits.
No, not Dr. Chris Brown. So Chris Brown, over in the U.S., he's been holed up in his house As Maddie was saying, you know, there's this girl who's involved. She's called the cops, accusing him of pointing a gun in her face. Mm-hmm. He's uploaded a series of videos to Instagram that would sort of make him look like he's a bit under the influence, but you don't know that for sure. One, though, a bit more news that's come out is that apparently his daughter was in the house with him during the entire incident. The lawyer has gone in the last hour or so to talk to Chris. The entourage have all left, and now the lawyer's come out and said that any minute Chris will be coming out. But the lawyer actually grabbed the, I think, a two-year-old daughter, royalty, and took her to school.
Does anyone else's gut feel that nothing has really happened here?
No, wait up.
The police were called by a woman who said that he had a gun. Of course you've got to go around and check it out.
Of course he's got a gun. Whether it's the actual report and the woman is correct or she's making it up, we don't know.
Well, nothing may have happened. But you're saying there's nothing in this story. The cops have to surround the house if there's a report that he's got a gun in there.
Yeah, but the whole surrounding the house and will he come out? The entourage has been asked to leave. The kid's been dropped at school by a family friend. I mean, it's not that big a deal.
Well, I don't know. If the kid's in the house while you're waving a gun around, but was he waving a gun? Well, if that's what happened,
innocent until proven guilty, man.
We will find out.
Well, they're not going to just rock up.
Yeah, they are. If they've been called, man, they don't turn up by themselves. You know what they're like over there?
Guys, some sad news for Selena Gomez fans. She's released a statement saying she needs some time away from the spotlight to focus on her health and the unfortunate side effects of her lupus diagnosis. So she's taking some time away. She's discovered she's got anxiety, panic attacks and depression.
What's lupus again? Tommy, you did a nurse's course.
Yeah, lupus.
I'm not the doctor of the show.
Because you've got scurvy at the moment, Tom. It's got nothing to do with that, has it?
That's a lack of vitamin C.
Right. Yeah, no, it's not that. So it's a whole lot of inflammation of the skin. So it's a very nasty skin disease. Yeah, she's worked pretty hard the last couple of years touring, hasn't she?
Oh, unbelievable. Think how much her career's changed from Disney star to all the songs she's had this year alone. She's had a big few years.
Just relax. So. Focus on your Instagram account.
As an artist, and Ed Sheeran did it as well, you go hard for a few years. Yep. Wouldn't it be good to know that moment where you go, right, guys, I'm going to write an album. I'll be back in 5 years.
See ya. And the world will be waiting when you get back.
Jeez, that'd be nice, a 5-year break. Wouldn't it? See you guys.
That's what Frank Ocean just did. Five years. But
Adele.
Between albums.
That's right. Adele takes all sorts of breaks.
Take your time, guys.
She had a kid. Rihanna and Drake have been spotted out on a date in New York City. I know there's still question marks over this relationship, but it looks to be on.
Just the two of them?
Yeah, just the two of them. They went to Nobu at around 9:15 last night, having dinner till about 11.
Oh, a bit of Japanese.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobu. Is that Robert De Niro's restaurant?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, that'd be worth a bit.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Finally, Natalie Portman, and I find this very funny. She's got a 5-year-old son, and obviously she was in the Star Wars movies, you know, the three.
Yeah,
the
she was Anakin Skywalker. Yep. She was the princess, yeah.
Correct. So she has come out and said that she is very reluctant to show her son any of those Star Wars movies. Have a listen.
I realized I die in the movies. Kind of a scary thing to show your kid. So we'll have to. You can't show him Black Swan either, I guess, huh?
That's really
So that's with Jimmy Kimmel, raising a very good point about that scene she has with another female ballet dancer.
Did you guys ever see V for Vendetta?
No.
Oh, where she shaved her head?
Shaved her head. That is a great movie, mate.
I saw Black Swan. That was pretty full on.
It's full on.
Well, Tommy's parents went along to see Black Swan and walked out during that.
Did they?
Because there's like a 12 or 15 minute scene with her and another girl, which is really heated.
Yeah.
Well, I think Rosemary and Brian.
Rosemary got very heated, didn't
no,
she?
No, she walked out in disgust, not in arousal.
Yeah, and her hair was all frazzled.
As if she walked out in arousal. Well, I'm going to get out of here. I'm turning too wild.
I thought that's what you were suggesting about my mum.
I hope so.
Never would, Tom. This is unbelievable. But did you know that some of these things that could be just stashed away at your home could be worth a fortune? There's an article that's come out yesterday. This is what some of the prices are going for on eBay. Pokemon cards. We know Pokemon's big at the moment, but Pokemon cards in the 90s were huge. And I don't know Pokemons, but cards like Mudkip, Gardevoir, Charizard, all these different cards.
Wow.
The first edition ones can go for like $6,600 each. That's what some of them are up on eBay.
Amazing.
How's this one? Happy Meal toys.
Oh.
And I'm going, rightio, but that some of the originals like Fraggle Rock, Rugrats, even the whole set of Minions, you can get about $660 for the whole set.
Did you guys ever get the, was it the Looney, not Looney Tunes, the Ducks, DuckTales?
Mighty
they were doing those, yeah, remember the little ones?
Yeah, I do.
They used to do those figurines. Everyone used to collect them.
Can I throw a couple into the list? I used to collect a bit as a kid. A couple of things I thought which may have been some value. I bought the newspaper from when Elvis died. And I also bought the newspaper from when man landed on the moon.
Not worth anything.
And I also bought the final comic of when Superman died.
When did you buy it,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Because,
oh, God.
Because you were born.
I would have been 13.
Yeah, but...
Oh, you bought reprints of
No, originals.
From who?
Bought them on the through the trading post.
But when man landed on the moon, you weren't alive,
no,
mate.
No, of course not. 69. So, but I had bought a copy of the paper from when someone was alive.
Is it good
and they
quality?
Kept theirs. Yeah. I don't know where it is now.
It's not worth
Superman
investment.
Dying's meant
it's
to not be on worth the a fortune.
Not on the list. Bum bow.
That would be 10 grand.
How's first edition books?
Got it.
Great Gatsby goes for $3,800.
There would have been heaps of them, though. How can they be worth so much?
Sense and Sensibility previously sold for $46,000. And the Lord of the Rings trilogy, the original first edition, was bought for $110,000.
Oh, give me a break. There'd be heaps of them out there.
What else have we got? Like VHS tapes? We spoke about this the other day. Like a rare Sleeping Beauty VHS tape was on eBay for $16,500. Give me a break.
I had one of those.
Did you?
Sarah,
yeah,
no,
well,
you
who
didn't.
Would keep it?
Says,
that
go
used to
and
be my favourite was Sleeping Beauty, and I had it on VHS.
Game Boys. The original Game Boy in 1992.
Got one.
$2,600 now.
Bought one in Hong Kong.
And did Furbies. Mm-hmm. Remember Furbies?
Sort of.
The little Furby thing that opened its eyes
yeah,
and it would talk
yeah,
to
yeah.
you. They're selling for $660 a pop. So this is what I've done. I've written down all those prices that I've just told you there. Mm. Now, I'm going to find out. I've added it all up, right? And if I had Pokemon cards, Happy Meal toys, Great Gatsby, all that stuff, the Sleeping Beauty VHS, it would come to $31,360.
Where are you
I'm
going
to ring. I'm going to ring a pawnbroker right now. And let's can we come to an agreement? Let's see if I can even get half of that.
Good luck.
Yeah.
So let's say just over $15,000 for all those items.
Okay.
Let's see how much they are worth and how excited this pawnbroker gets. I've got a number here. Here, Jay, put that in. Give him a call.
Ready
let's
to go.
Hi, Chris speaking.
G'day, Chris. How you going?
Not bad, yourself?
Yeah, not bad. I've just been through Mum and Dad's place and I've got a couple of old boxes here worth of stuff I just wanted to throw at you to see if I'll get a bit of a rough estimate on them.
Okay.
Have you got some time up your sleeve, Christoph?
Time up my sleeve to do what?
No, just to see if I could throw a couple of things at you and you can give me some prices.
What have you got?
I got some Pokemon cards. I got Mudkip, Gardevoir, Charizard, Graham, Darren.
Yeah, I don't do cats.
Okay. What about some Happy Meal toys? Some old ones? Fraggle Rock and Rugrats?
Don't do those either.
What about I've got what have I got here? I got the Great Gatsby first edition.
Great Gatsby what?
Book.
No.
Okay. I got an old first edition Sleeping Beauty VHS tape here, Mick, that could be quite lucrative.
I'm not going to buy that either.
Okay.
No, look, I don't think we're getting anywhere here.
What about a 1992 Game Boy?
No. No.
Furby?
No.
Well, this has been a waste of time, I suppose. A lot like my childhood, you could say, Chris, am I right?
Yeah, understand.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, but at least you thought of me, so that's very nice.
Good on you, Chris. You're doing a great job down there.
All the best. God bless. Bye-bye.
There you go,
guys.
Chris-o.
Wow. $0 for my collection of Great Gatsby, Sleeping Beauty, Furbies, Pokemon cards.
Business must be booming for
mate,
that bloke.
You are not going to get that type of money for those things.
Just
if you do find them, though, just send them into Nova and see what we can do with them.
Can we get a bit of love music going? Love relationship topics. 13, 24, 10, if you're in a position where you don't know where you stand with a guy or a girl, and we might be able to help you out, see if there's any worth, if it's worth pursuing or continuing on. Three dates is basically what they've said in this article about whether you should know if that person is worth going out with or continuing with.
I agree.
It's always hard to know, because I was never that guy who could just go out with a girl for a couple of months and then move on. You know, those short term, and I had a mate, Huey, who had this ability to go out with a girl for like a month and everything would seem strong, and then I'd go, "Where? What happened? Oh, no, not into it. And then had moved on elsewhere. It was just phenomenal.
See, 3 weeks could, well, 3 dates would be 3 weeks, sort of maybe push it out to a month there. So that's a month with someone. 3 dates, the first one you've tentative because you want to find out more about them. Second one would be a longer date. Third one you'd be thinking that you'd get intimate.
Yeah, no, I don't think you know after 3 dates. I don't think it's obvious. Because I remember with Gary about 2 months in, the whole, "Oh, I just don't want you to think this is going anywhere."
Please, Gary. Did he really?
Yeah.
After
and I
how
was
long?
Like, it was. I was just off to LA for you guys, and that was about 2 months.
A bit of a kick in the guts, Gary.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're a dog,
was,
Gary.
But thanks,
And then when did it move from, like, "I'm not sure there's anything in this" to "Oh, my God, I can't get enough of you"?
I don't think it's got there yet.
Oh, hang
but
on a minute.
Yeah, thanks.
Can I tell a story, Fitzy?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Friday afternoon last week, got a phone call from Gary.
Because you used to live with him.
I know better than Sarah. Gary
I'm
rang.
So glad he's on
Gary
a plane interstate right
Gary
now.
Gary rang me first.
Wow.
Because we're closer than
Sarah
and Gary.
That's right.
And Gary said, "Why don't we lift one off the wood?" So I went and met Gary at the pub.
What, you played a game of golf?
Yeah, we did. No, I went and met him at the pub and had a couple of skooies. Next thing you know, Sarah arrives. I've never seen a greater show of young love in my life. I had to leave 5 minutes after because of home duties. Thank God, because their hands were all over
Gary,
each other.
We haven't seen each other
Man,
all week.
It was
PDA.
I was about to get up and say to the rest of the pub, "Sorry, guys, you're going to have to leave because it's about to get ugly in here."
No, it wasn't.
It was just
was
so
just
handsy.
Some kissing and some cuddling
that's
and some
gross.
Hands under
Sarah,
the table.
That's gross.
Had you been out for lunch? Had you been drinking?
No, I haven't.
Cool.
I had to think about that. Where was I on Friday?
Yeah, it was so full on. God, I had to turn away. I'll put my sunglasses on and go to the corner. Sam and Miranda, welcome to the show. You're not sure where you're at with a girl, is that right?
Yeah, I'm not sure where to go from here. Right?
How long has it been, Sam?
So it's been 2 months. Mm. I met her before I went overseas on a trip with the boys.
Look out.
I got a bit too serious too quickly.
Right.
And I ended up knocking back a few girls whilst I was over there.
Oh, well done, Sam.
Thank you. And now that I'm back, I don't feel the same, you know. I don't really know. I sort of regret what I did to her. And, now I'm sort of resent her because of it. I don't really know what to do.
Oh, don't be angry with her. I mean, that was your decision,
that was
Sam.
Your decision.
Look, they've given some tips in this article about words you can use if you feel like it's not worth continuing.
Oh.
So they've suggested, look, "I just don't feel right about leading you on." That's quite nice.
Well, no, that's
"I just
horrible.
Don't like who I've turned into."
Oh, that's...
Now that I'm in a relationship.
That's a joke.
Oh, Jesus. You've brought out the worst in me.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for that type of commitment.
Do you know, one of my flatmates got one of these yesterday or the day before. Except what he received was, "I just don't feel like I'm in the right place. I need to work on me."
Can we get Sam back?
That's not bad.
So, Sam, are you telling us the boys' trip away, did you hook up with another girl at all?
No, nothing. Knocked everyone back.
So when you got back from the trip, Sam, how is she treating you? Where are you at the moment?
No, it's just the same as it was when I left. Like, you know, everything's fine, but now I sort of resent her because I didn't. You know, because I left everyone back in Europe, I feel like I've wasted my trip.
No, but that's your decision, Sam.
No, I think Sam should be angry. He did the right thing. He didn't hook up with other girls.
Yeah, to go on a Kentucky tour and not hook up, that's a good effort. But, man, Sam, that should show to you how much this girl means to you, mate. That's the way you got to look at it.
Yeah, but my problem is now that I'm back, I've changed all that.
Right. Okay.
Sam, you know what?
Here's we want the old
bit,
Sam.
Yeah, where's the old Sam? Sam, can I give you a bit of advice just in general life? Nothing is ever perfect, Sam. And there's a saying that I use for Sarah here, and it's called back the 80. Because if something's 80%, then you got to go for it.
No, you
yes,
don't.
Yes, you do. Nothing is 100. Whether you're buying a house, falling in love,
about?
Friendship, there will be bumpy roads in life. This is what life is. If you've got 80, hang on to it. Back the 80.
Don't you just laugh? Because Whipper is an 80% person, yeah. Isn't he? Well, can't get 100 out of this bloke.
Back the 80.
Well, no, Lisa said to me she backed the 100.
Yeah.
And I said, what percent? She said, no kilograms.
No, that is not. I could see that coming a mile off. And it's a shame that Magic Millie laughed 5 seconds after the joke. Sydney's
Fitzy and Whipper. Gruen is back tonight, 8:30 on ABC. And Will Anderson, welcome back.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me. It's good to be in. Thank you.
Can we bring this one up first?
Bring it up, Whipper.
What have we got here? Come on. Did you see this? Apple has been ordered to pay $19 billion to the island tax department. After
which island?
Island the country.
Oh, island
yeah,
the country.
Not Hamilton Island.
Yeah, I was going to say. Gee, it's going to get good up there.
Don't you hate it when you're
going to be doing some really fun parasailing up on Hamilton Island in your gold boat with your $19 billion.
Your yacht club. Not Tasmania either, if that's what you were thinking.
Ah, could be good news for Tassie, though, wouldn't it? $19 billion into the economy.
Bill.
Oh.
Would Tassie be worth $19 billion?
You could buy the whole lot, mate.
Couldn't you?
You probably couldn't get the museum. The museum's going to push it up. But if you could just take the museum out, if you could just move that over to Melbourne, you could get the rest of Tassie for $19 billion. Easy.
$19 billion to Apple, though. Is that shrapnel, Will? Is that not
loose
bad?
Change, mate.
Loose change.
Loose change.
Bill, didn't they pay $19 billion for WhatsApp? No, or who bought WhatsApp? Apple or Facebook?
They just buy whatever. I think, didn't they buy LinkedIn just to stop people contacting them online about LinkedIn?
For $600 billion.
I mean, they've got so much money that they don't know how to spend it.
Because remember they went, what can you buy? What else can you buy for $19 billion when Facebook bought WhatsApp? And it was things like the International Space Station.
Right.
You could go and buy one of those.
I mean, imagine what it's like in Ireland today. I mean, this is a country that's been through a lot, and now they've got $19 billion. It's like potatoes for everyone! Free potatoes! Get to meet Bono. Bono's just going to come around. He's going to meet everyone. Michael Flatley. We're digging him back up. We're restaging Lord of the Dance. We don't care. We've got so much money. We've gone crazy.
In the ultimate party in Ireland.
I know how much of a fanatical sports fan you are.
Yes.
And in the AFL, you go for the Western Bulldogs.
I do.
And next week, it starts. It's the AFL finals and the NRL finals. And I think Australia just turns into a different country.
Yeah.
It's just brilliant to watch. Actually, I wanted to play for you. This is the passion of sport and the passion of fans. Richmond in the AFL, they got absolutely flogged in their final game of the year by about 130 points. Sydney Swans smashed them. And it was a local AM talkback station. And this caller rang in. And I just wanted to play this passion for you.
Guys, when President Kennedy was assassinated, Jackie's famous pink dress, the Chanel dress, was covered in blood, and she refused to take it off that day because she wanted America to see what they had done to her husband in Dallas. Now, when Richmond was down by 130 points... No, listen. I vomited all over myself. I haven't taken it off.
No. Don't you take it off, mate. You don't take that off until next season, I say. You wear that vomit with pride and you go down, you stand at training, like downwind, so the players can smell you right through pre-season, and you know that vomit, that's what they made you do. That team that didn't represent, and I'm not overstating this case, by the way. I think this is probably worse than anything that happened in World War II. And that's why I'm covered in vomit, and I've rolled in my own feces, and I'm going to be standing at training for 6 months until we get the...
You've told me before, right, that you've before you've gone on stage, yes, you've found out scores about the Western Bulldogs, and they've gone down by a small margin, and it's affected
it's
your standard.
I mean, it's ruined my night. I mean, I've got to stop watching football. This is true. I've had to go on stage during finals at some stage. They're playing Saturday night final, right?
Yeah.
And it's like halfway through the game. But this is true. And we were like playing in this game. And so I got my support act, Justin Hamilton. He had, cool fruits.
Yes.
Right? Yep. And so we had color-coded cool fruits, right? And so if the opposition scored a goal, he would roll one color cool fruit across the stage. And then if my team scored a goal, he'd they'd roll the other cool fruit across the stage, and that's how I was keeping up with the scores. Yeah.
So too many wrong colours, you'd just be stomping your foot and marching off stage.
People don't understand the effect it's had in my life. I have friends who are like Hawthorn fans in the AFL, yeah. And they're like, so we played them in their first grand final in 1961. That was our last grand final. Mm. We've only won one, 1954, 20 years before I was born, Whipper. As
it.
I say to people, if I wanted to see the replay of that game, I just would have had to wait another 2 years until television came to Australia. That's how long it's been for me. 1961, and now Hawthorn have been one every 3 years since 1961. How can those guys be funny comedians? No, they can't. They've never experienced pain. I've experienced pain. That's where the comedy comes
from.
The darkness in my heart. I have vomit in my heart, Weber, and I am wearing that vomit in my heart until we make the grand final.
Jesus. Keep an eye on the Western Bulldogs over the next couple of weeks, and you may see the mood.
If only the next couple of weeks. So let's hope it's the next couple of weeks.
You may see the mood of Will Anderson change, go up and down like a roller coaster. Gruen is back tonight, 8:30 on the ABC. Thanks for coming in, Will.
Thanks, boys. I think Fitzy should say what's better. Whipper looks fat in that sweater. Write a
letter to the editor. We love getting your feedback on the show. Yeah, we do. Hit us up at the Nova 96.9 Fitzy and Whipper Facebook page or tweet us at Fitzy and Whipper. Boys, there has been an overwhelming response this week. Let's begin with you, Fitz.
Great.
Oh, okay.
Come on, great. I love this.
So
love
we
this.
Had Tash Belling reading the news for us last week. Mm. Just would have been nice if you could get her name right.
We've got Channel 10's Tash Bella filling in for Matt DeGroote this morning.
Bella.
Tash Bella.
Elephant.
Well, no, the other thing, and there's been a couple of times, because sometimes they call her Tash.
No, they
don't.
It's Tash.
No, they've never called her Tash.
No,
you're just confusing it with Tash that worked on that breakfast show.
A lot of people do. Natasha X will be, and then there was Natasha Belling.
Two different people.
Well, that's right.
Totally different names.
But Tash,
it's like John and James.
They're spelt the same.
No,
Natasha and Natasha.
There's an R.
There's an R.
You sure?
100%.
Positive.
Okay, sorry,
Tash. I can't spell.
All right, Whips, cool, you had a blinder yesterday. Emma has tweeted, whenever food arrives in the studio, is Whipper always that distracted?
And why wouldn't you?
Yeah, no.
He's batting above his average there, isn't he?
Oh, God, Krispy Kremes have just arrived. That is not good.
Why is he...
Well, pick your timing, 007 Ben. He just wanders past the studio door with a box of chocolate donuts. Yeah. What am I meant to do? Continue on talking about Justin Bieber?
If only,
or focus on Krispy Kreme?
If only you could focus on gold so much with your metal detector. I mean, God, you couldn't find anything with that.
Don't worry about that.
But when Donuts walks past the studio, beep, 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 beep.
Well, I mean, it's great that people send food in the morning, and I encourage it, and bacon and egg rolls are always welcome on a Friday. But, you know, just pick your timing. Do it when a song's on or something.
Well, this is how, I don't know, Fitzy, you remember, this was you getting pretty fed up.
Looks like the chocolate donuts just
I don't
confirm.
Care. What do you
anyway,
want, mate?
Anyway, so I'm talking to, talking to one of the staff in the kitchen.
Oh, Fitz.
Yep.
What do you want?
What do you want? Donuts.
Dan has emailed. He said, this morning Whipper was upset that he wasn't made aware that it was Michael Jackson's birthday yesterday.
It's only just come to my attention that we've missed Michael Jackson's birthday. Can we not miss another MJ birthday, guys?
Never.
We're better than that.
All right, so Michael's also said, unlike Whipper, I actually listen to your show, and Matt DeGroote mentioned it yesterday in almost every bulletin.
It's also the day that would have been Michael Jackson's 58th birthday today.
Can I just jump in there?
Today. Tribute to once again pouring in for Michael Jackson on what would have been his 58th birthday today.
No, it wouldn't have been. That was the 30th yesterday. Michael Jackson's birthday is the 29th. So that can't have been yesterday.
Okay, two
so
days
please,
ago. Jeez.
If we're on Michael Jackson, we get it correct.
And you've ticked it up on the 31st.
Okay, and that's why I'm complaining that the team has let us down. MDG's serving up late news and we're ignoring the actual birthday.
I would say the tweet probably came through two days ago. And
oh, man.
Ring blankets. Read blankets.
No, it's not blanket. It's blanket Michael Paris. Whatever.
Point missed, Whipper. Well done. And Tommy, unfortunately, you get a run this week.
Me?
Welcome, Tom.
How did I get a mention?
You're a very harmless human, but I am wearing a long jacket and pants for a reason this morning. Tom, don't look under the desk.
Tom.
So inappropriate. I just saw you lean back.
Man, stop that GoPro you just hit record on.
I was just checking.
Tommy had to go and see HR because he was looking under the desk the other day at your pins.
Tom. Okay, guys.
Hand over your high heel, please, Sarah.
Oh. Here's an interesting...
Can I just say...
It's getting a bit out of
that,
control.
That wasn't
Letters
correct.
To the Predator.
Tommy didn't have to go and see HR. They came to see him.
Yeah, they're very kind. They just dropped right by my desk.
No, I went to HR first, then they came to you. That's how the
that's
process
what it was.
Works.
I apologise for anything
You're
creepy
married,
I may
mate.
I am married.
Okay. I love it. I love it when they march people out of the building. Yeah. And they've just got a box in their hand. Give me your pass. Get out of here.
Yep, that's well you this done, morning, Tommy. So thanks so much for your time here at Nova.
Thank you, guys. Do I get to keep my whiteboard?
Nope.
And there's a heap of police that have surrounded the building outside waiting for you to leave with Chris Brown.
Oh, not again.
Can we go to Mexico now? This has gone viral overnight. Miguel is his name, 74 years of age. Miguel Angel Gomar de Luna. He's at a nursing home, sir, and he escaped the nursing home.
I love it when they get out.
They
Why
got
wouldn't
out.
You?
And
Why
he,
wouldn't you?
He went for a bit of a walk. This is pretty sad, though, because this is the thing. They couldn't find him.
Oh, no.
And apparently kept walking and walking. They didn't know where he was. After months of searching for him in the cold winter months, officers called the family to say, unfortunately, they found a badly decomposed body matching his description.
I
know, it's morbid, Sarah. These things happen.
It's not Miguel from the living room.
His daughter, Lucira, she had to go out there and she was shown pictures of the corpse, but it was in such a bad state. She said, look, she was emotional. I think that's Dad. Okay. So sorry, but that's him. So they organised a funeral and they had a cremation. And they brought Dad home and the ashes were put away in the house. And it was sad. It was a sad couple of weeks because they wanted to say goodbye to Dad.
Of course.
And then all of a sudden...
No. It wasn't.
They've opened the front door.
No.
And there's Dad. Dad staggers into the house. He'd gone on a drinking spree. He slept rough and he was begging for more money to buy booze. He'd been on a bender for 2 weeks.
Where'd he gone, though? And around the area?
Vegas.
Right. And so they're going, oh, my God, Dad, you're alive. And then they've realised that they've got someone else's ashes in their house.
Yep.
It's someone else's family
Rest
member.
In peace, mystery person.
They don't know who the mystery person is.
What do you do with mystery ashes?
Good question.
Because you want to show respect, but who are you showing respect to?
Funerals. Well, funerals are expensive, too. Be interesting to see who turned up at your funeral, though, Sarah. At least you'd be able to answer that question.
That's good.
You know? Yep.
If they had footage. But see, Miguel, poor Miguel, I mean, he said, well, let's continue the bender, do a Keith Richards, and I'll snort the other ashes.
No, he didn't.
He did. No,
did he really?
No,
oh,
I
he
made
didn't.
That bender.
But I reckon he still went back to the bar, though, see?
They had a celebration that night, and he went missing again. He escaped. So good luck to Miguel. If you see him out this weekend, buy him a drink.
Well done. Fitzy and Whipper.